Hello, everybody. It's your good friend Jay Black here to start the podcast before we even get into the commercials or the podcast proper to just give you a couple of insights in today's podcast. Number one, before we get started with anything, let me just say this. Thank you so much for listening. Listen to the whole thing. It's going to blow your mind like every episode does. And please be reminded, all of these are free. So go back and listen to all of the other ones. It's like 95 hours worth of entertainment that you can just shove right into your brain hole. Why wouldn't you do it? And I can't come to each of your houses and kiss you individually for downloading this. But here, let me just do this right now. Just consider this your special kiss. You ready? Can you hear that? Was that good? That's probably gross. Probably just sounded like my lips were smacking there. Nobody wants to hear that. Okay, so here's the opening that you need to understand for today's show. Bill got there late, and there was a ton of earphone trouble. You'll hear a little bit of feedback. I think we've managed to cut down on the worst of the feedback. But we were interviewing Caitlin Schoeffel, Miss New Jersey, or I guess just New Jersey now. They have like a whole new thing with the pageant, but it's not really a pageant. Something else. I believe it's a battle dome now, not a pageant. I'm not sure. Listen to the episode. She'll explain what it is. But at one point, Bill thought that Caitlin was saying that men were competing in the new pageant. That wasn't the case, but it sort of sounded like Bill was being insensitive to women that were competing because he thought Caitlin said men were competing. So what we did was we removed that. Although we did not remove the part where he figures out that Caitlin was talking about women and he says he feels stupid for saying what he said that we cut out. But I left that in because it's always fun to hear Bill say that he was stupid, right? I mean, you like that. If you're a listener, you're like, ooh, can't wait for that part. So, you know, listen for that. Also, we recorded this a couple of weeks ago, and this is before the big controversy about the New Jersey, well, not just the New Jersey pageant, all the pageants, Miss America removing the swimsuit part. And I only bring this up because you might listen to the whole podcast and go, when are they going to talk about bathing suits? We don't, not because we don't want to, and not because I wasn't thinking about bikinis the entire time it was going on, because that's 95% of what I think about is just bikinis. Not even people in bikinis, just going to a bikini store and looking at the mannequins. I've already creeped everyone out. I was trying to do something funny. I made a left turn into Creepyville. I'm just going to stop while I'm ahead or behind. I feel like I'm behind. And let's start the episode. Just wanted to give you those two warnings so that you didn't think anything untoward was going on or that we were ignoring the big controversies about the Miss America pageant. But beyond that, it's a great episode. Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
We have a couple new sponsors in 2018. Rob Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage. You can reach him at 855-350-1015 or online at robsellsnj.com. True story, Rob sold my house in 3 days. I spent a lot of time in real estate. I'm a licensed broker in a few states, and I can tell you Rob Dukansky is the best. We're happy to have him on board Speaking Millennial. Our other big sponsor for 2018, CSI Group. The CSI Group, you can reach them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS or CSICPA.com. This is a family business, but they've got locations all over New York and New Jersey. And I'm going to tell you, taxes are too complicated to go it alone. Don't think that you're going to go online and just plug and play and get it done. You don't want to have a letter from the IRS a couple years after you file your taxes and find out you made a big mistake. And the CSI Group will give you a free consultation. So all you got to do is call them at 1-800-TAX-LAWS and they will help you out. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. stressfactory.com.
Looking for a car, new or used? This is Jay Black to tell you there's no better destination than our friends at the Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, located on Route 202 and 31 in Flemington and at Flemington.com. Here you will find 16 automotive brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned vehicles to fit every budget. You'll get the financing, the trade-in value, and the credit you need, and dependable vehicle service maintenance that delivers peace of mind. Choose from Ford, Lincoln, Audi, Volkswagen, Porsche, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Cadillac, Infiniti, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, BMW, and Subaru. Shop them all, knowing every Flemington Car and Truck Country location has earned the coveted dealer-rated customer satisfaction award for 2017 based on your reviews. The Flemington Car and Truck Country family of brands, an honest, straightforward organization that has been satisfying customers for over 40 years. Family, independent, not corporate. Visit any of their 8 dealership locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington or at Flemington.com. There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
Jessica just pointed at me, everybody. This is not, without Spadia here, we don't know what we're doing. This is Jay Black. You're on Speaking Millennial. I'm joined here by Jessica Nutt, the ever ready to go co-host of Speaking Millennial.
Yay!
And we are down a Spadia. We have no Spadia today.
But we do have a very special guest.
Yes, we do. Now, Caitlin Schoeffel, did I say that correctly?
Yes.
That's so amazing. I never get anybody's name right, and I got your name right.
I'm impressed.
Bill will be joining us shortly, but in the meantime, we have Miss New Jersey, the reigning Miss New Jersey.
Hello.
Caitlin Schoeffel.
Hi.
Caitlin.
Man, thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm only the reigning Miss New Jersey for like 3 more weeks. It's crazy. I can't believe it.
What are some of the powers that you have as Miss New Jersey? Are you allowed to go to any beach that you want to, even without a tag?
I wish. Actually, this coming Saturday, I'm going to be doing the ribbon cutting for Ventnor Beach. And so I get to officially open the beach. So hopefully they'll let me go for free if I'm cutting the ribbon to open it. So we'll see.
If I know anything about beach tags, they're not letting you go for free. They're going to say, thank you for cutting this ribbon. That'll be $9.
Even Miss New Jersey, though?
Listen, if it were up to me, I would do it. But Ventnor, I mean, come on. Ventnor is a property on Monopoly, right?
Yes, it is. Yep.
So that's for all the people who are not listening in New Jersey. It's a real place. It's not just the yellow property on Monopoly.
That's because
Monopoly is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's based off of Atlantic City, right? Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, but
no, you're right.
Ventnor's down near Atlantic City.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, I think it's Ventnor Avenue is on the Monopoly board. And then, lots of other places that are all throughout Atlantic City, so...
So, Caitlin, only 3 more weeks left of Miss New Jersey. I'm assuming you're sad that it's going, but does it also mean that there's a weight lifted? I mean, do you get to, like, because if it were me, I'd immediately get fat. I'd be like, I don't have to worry about being a beauty queen anymore. Just bring on the frosting.
Not everyone wants to eat crap all the time.
I want to eat crap constantly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that I, as with New Jersey throughout, I feel like I kind of just have moderation. I had a cookie earlier today, so I'm not ashamed of it.
I thought I heard a little bit of cookie in your voice. I thought I heard that. You know? I could hear a smile.
Look who decided to show up.
Wait, are we talking about cookies?
We're talking about Miss
Caitlin
is no longer Miss New Jersey in 3 weeks, and I said if it were me, I'd immediately get fat. At the end of those 3 weeks, I would just get a bucket of frosting And I would
just think it works that way, Jay.
We need to do the juice cleanse with Jay. I don't know why that keeps falling through.
You know what? That should be a podcast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do 3 days and record the podcast on day three.
Caitlin, have you ever done a juice cleanse?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I've done a couple of them.
Wait a minute. And, how many days, Caitlin?
I only did three.
Oh, only. I was like,
just because
I got through
I feel
one.
Like
I was really excited. I'm like, hey, I did one.
Nothing. Oh, you know,
I did
and then
three.
5 days, I think, is a little excessive. So I didn't think I could do that. So I did the middle ground one, and I did 3 days. And
do
it was
you
good. I liked it.
The third day was the easiest day. Do you agree with that? I found it was.
Yeah, but then I think you kind of go crazy. Like, eat a salad or something. Like,
I
eat
know.
Something.
You need protein. Yeah. That's the problem with the juice
you know,
cleanse.
I don't
no
know.
Protein.
You kind of have to be strict with that. And I don't know. I've tried, like I said, I've tried it two or three times. The first day is not too bad. Day two is a little rough. But then day three, I feel like you're getting used to it. So day three isn't too bad either.
See,
but
that's what I found.
Does this count as fasting? Is it technically fasting?
No.
Because
yeah, I guess.
Is
yeah,
it? I don't
you're
think
not
so.
Eating any solid food. So yeah, that's fasting.
I'm reading
I
about
think
all
fasting is like really fasting. Like you have nothing but water.
Well, that's the thing. I'm reading about all these entrepreneurs in Silicon Valley, and that's like the big thing that they all do is they fast. Because apparently, evolutionarily speaking, what happens when you haven't eaten in a couple of days, your brain goes, oh, you need to eat, and you need to catch food to eat it. So what it does is it like heightens your senses and it makes you more focused. It's like a natural way to get like the Adderall high that I desperately want constantly.
See,
all the
I
time.
I agree with that. Now, Caitlin, let me ask you before you,
really?
You know, we have to skip over some of the things that Jay
yeah,
says,
we
Caitlin.
Just ignore him.
I literally just ignore him now. We've been doing this long enough, Caitlin. The minute he mentions Adderall or any substance at all, Wellbutrin, we just skip
what
right
Jay
past it.
What Jay is saying is that hungry dogs run faster.
Yeah.
Not in the Jason Kelsey
Thank
manner.
Thank you, Jessica. We now have a title for this podcast.
Yeah.
Hungry dogs run faster.
But apparently, like, there's these guys, you know, like super 100 million billionaires are like not eating for 3 to 5 days at a clip because they say it makes them super sharp and focused.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I would be a crazy person. Like, I would be hangry all the time and mm-hmm. no one would want to talk to me. And that, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Now, I realize, Caitlin, we've really only interacted with these public events and you're here, but you seem to be smiling constantly. I don't know if I buy it.
No.
Do you buy it?
Well, I don't buy anybody's happy, Bill. Like,
no,
not even in short bursts.
See, yeah. See, Jessica, what just happened there?
Yeah.
I was saying the opposite.
It's tying it back
I don't buy that Caitlin would be in a bad mood.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm saying she's happy, and I think that is sincere happiness.
Yeah, you and I are different.
You know what? You're a little bit quiet. Is there any way that you can maybe get a little louder
yeah,
somehow?
It does sound like Bill's a little low in
the
mix.
Is that microphone wrong?
Wait, how's this?
Maybe can we raise the Bill, can you
is
shout?
Me?
Oh, Bill,
how
talk.
About that? Wait, this is the
this
first
is
time that I have ever been quiet.
This is the least you've ever spoken.
Yeah. Oh my
and
God.
And I'm trying to, okay, is that better?
Is that better?
Caitlin?
Yeah, okay, a little bit.
Caitlin, I was saying some really great things about you, so it's very important.
Yeah, all I heard was happy. That was kind of it. So, that's a good positive word. So sure, let's go.
Well, here's what happened. Jay instantly assumes that when I said I don't buy it, I meant that I don't buy you're happy all the time. And I said, no, exactly the opposite. I don't buy that you get hangry. My thought is after working with you on some of the shows, it's like, you are always positive. I think that's the real you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think so too. But you know what? Everyone has an off day. So, but I'm sure if I tried starving myself for 5 days straight fasting, I think that I would be a little irritable.
So, but let me ask you: before you perform, before you got on stage with the Miss America contest, did you eat in the green room before you went out?
Did I have some like? Did I eat in the green room?
Yeah.
Did you say before I went out?
Yeah.
No, so it depends. So actually, before you go out for swimsuit, they tell you to have some sugar before you go out, like eat a chocolate bar or something, or eat because it makes your muscles more defined. I had
oh Jay for your shirtless seat.
I had Skittles before I went out in swimsuit.
Wait,
really?
Did they tell you that? Well, hold on a second. Did somebody from the pageant tell you that, or did one of the other competitors tell you that? Because that sounds like misinformation that I would give out. Like, you know, you should eat a whole cake.
My personal trainer did. Yeah, my personal trainer did.
All right.
Because supposedly the sugar, at the very last minute, you know, can make your muscles, I guess, look larger. I don't know if I buy it or not.
But wait,
I tried it, and it gave me a burst of energy, which was good.
But do you eat a meal? Because I have, anytime I give a speech, I don't eat for hours before.
Really? Beforehand, why?
Never eat. I don't know.
Do you get sleepy?
Yeah, I have way more energy when I'm hungry. So even now, I ate breakfast.
You have to eat something, though, because otherwise I feel like if I was dancing, like I would be real shaky. So I definitely ate, but not right before I went on stage.
I try not to go longer than 8 or 9 minutes
without dancing eating. Or eating.
Both.
That is not good.
I dance and eat like nobody's watching.
You're gonna go on a cookie cleanse.
But Jessica, do you eat three meals a day?
It's funny, when I was at Miss America, right before I did my talent, they played a little video interview clip of me, and they asked me, I forget what the question was that they prompted me, but I said one of my favorite quotes about dancing is, or that I made up this quote. You know how they say, dance like no one's watching?
Uh-huh.
So I said that, forget that. If no one's watching, I'm going to be marking and not doing a full out job. Like, I'm going to dance if everyone is watching, because that's what I'm going to do my best.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I was just talking out we're at the radio station. I was talking to some of the producers at the radio station. And I was like, I think I have a congenital disorder where I don't think that anybody talks or thinks about me when I'm not in the room. So that's how I'm able to do anything, is like, if I'm not there, I feel like nobody talks about me. Nobody cares. Like right now, my wife and three kids are out at Johnson's Farm. Guarantee you, if I died on the way home, they'd be like, 5 or 6 days before somebody realized
I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true at all. They're probably like, where is he?
No,
I think, where's dad? Why is daddy not here?
Eventually they'd get there. But I think at first they would just be like, no, I guess he's on a trip or something. I agree with you that you should dance like everybody's watching, but I don't think I could dance if I thought that people would talk about it afterwards. That's my point of view.
The problem is, now that you're saying this, we will definitely talk about this afterward.
See,
as a matter of fact, Jessica and I are going to do a separate podcast when you head to the restroom or something, just to talk about this scene right now.
Even if you tell me that, I feel like Bill's lying. There's no possible way they're going to talk about me when I'm not here.
That makes me paranoid to know that people are talking about me in the room when I'm not there.
Oh yeah, no, that's all Bill and I do.
What?
Yeah, that's, we have a chart.
You don't think people do that?
Chart.
Yeah, no, I have the belief that no one speaks about me when I'm not there.
I thought you were gonna tell the catcalling the construction worker story on your way in here today.
Oh yeah, no, there's a construction worker here, Caitlin, Jen and Joe were talking about, and he's apparently like 24 and super good looking. And they don't know if he's gay or not. And they were trying to figure out if he was gay to see, like, because Jen, you know, liked him. And
News Jen.
Like, yeah, she said.
And Kylie?
No, and Joe.
And Joe.
Joe, you know, was trying to figure out if he was gay or not. And I talked about how I was just on the cruise, and 20% of the cruise bill was gay. And apparently I fit a category. I was very excited because the gay guys were all over me. It was fantastic.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't do anything.
Sorry.
You did it. You said you
I'm sorry.
You performed on a cruise ship?
I performed on a cruise ship, and it was like 80%.
I performed on a cruise ship for like the first 2 years after I graduated from college.
Oh, really? What line?
Yeah. So my first contract was for 4 months on a very small cruise ship out of West Palm Beach, Florida. It was called the Grand Celebration. So it was Bahama Paradise Cruise Line.
Okay.
They only have one boat. And then I did another 4 month contract on Norwegian, which was, I was on their Getaway ship.
I was on the Getaway a bunch of times this year. I go on the Getaway all the time. I did the Bliss this last time, but I go to the Getaway. That's my standard ship. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I was in the Illusionarium show.
Oh, very nice. You probably know Silas, who is the first cruise director on the Getaway. And then
they have Silas.
Yeah.
Silas is what, the guy's name?
What was his name? It was not Silas.
Oh, yeah. I don't like Silas. He's good looking. Not a fan of good looking guys.
Yeah. The other cruise director guy was good looking too.
Yeah. I feel like that's what happens.
You have to be good looking if you're a cruise director.
Yeah. Because you're always people.
Right?
And he's like you. He shook everybody's hand and he seemed to like everybody. I was not a fan.
Maybe he likes people.
Cruise directors are like that. So.
But
and
that's
then
the
I
job.
I also do fly on, fly off contracts on Princess Cruise Line.
Yeah, so I was just on a cruise. I was on the Bliss for Norwegian, and it was a 16-day cruise, and 80% of the people were 107, and 20% were gay. And the 20% that were gay, they loved me, and I was very excited. I got to feel wanted for the first time.
Tell
in a long
Caitlin
time.
And Jessica why they loved you.
I think it's the beard. I think the beard puts me into bear category because I'm so hairy.
A bear.
I'm a bear. I'm 41. I'm hairy. I'm a little bigger. So I'm a bear. That's the category I feel. They have a lot of categories. I'm not a twink. Twink is like young and hairless.
You're flattered about this?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be?
called a bear?
But they didn't call me a bear. I called my wife and I was like, category. Honey, these gay guys love me. And she's like, because you're a bear. And I was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. So I filled a category. It was nice.
Let's go back to the cruise ship for a minute on Caitlin's cruise.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The question is, you were performing in the what did you call it?
The Illusionarium.
Oh, was this with Wayne or just you?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, I was cheating on him with another magician.
No kidding. So what tricks do you do?
Wayne and I, you know, I'm still not really totally hearing your questions. So I don't know if you...
So what tricks... I'll translate from Spadia.
Maybe there's a conspiracy about me.
Oh, yeah. No, I...
Maybe I'm the one that should be paranoid. This would be the second podcast recording in a row that my mic didn't work.
I get here early and I change it so nobody can hear you.
Jessica, does it show that it works?
Yeah, I mean, it's working. Like, I hear you.
It records.
Do you hear me fine?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Because I've turned it all the way up, really, so I am literally hearing an echo of my own voice in my headphones, and I'm deaf.
I think it's just that Caitlin can't hear you. Maybe if you switched over to this mic, if I switch this mic over there, maybe Caitlin will be able to hear. Caitlin,
continue talking amongst yourself.
Hold
amongst
one
yourself.
Moment. I'm going to try to... Yeah. This is as far as I can get it, Bill. So you're going to... And I can go over
you
here.
Are really loud, and I can hear you.
All right, I'm going to have to... Loud. How about now?
Can you hear Bill now, Jess? Or Caitlin?
Can you hear me now?
He's talking. Oh.
How about that?
This is the quietest you've ever been.
I know. Yeah. This is going to translate into, I just had nothing to say.
Right. You can hear Bill now, right, Caitlin?
Perfectly.
So maybe it's that mic.
It's that mic, yeah.
And what is that feedback?
I don't know. Well, it's because your helmet.
How about now?
You're probably, your thing is so loud, your earphones, it's getting feedback. So
is that what it is?
Now you're off, Jessica. You got to turn yours on.
Jessica's out.
Welcome back to Radio Problems with Bill Spadia, Jay Black, Caitlin Schoffel, and Jessica Knott.
We switched, like the first time we reached out to book Caitlin, we switched the podcast recording studio.
Well, here's what happened, Caitlin. The studio somehow blew up. We don't know what happened. I think somebody spilled water or beer on the console.
Or energy drink.
Or a Monster energy drink. Somebody did something.
A big gulp of Monster
right?
energy That was years ago, months ago that I did that. It couldn't possibly be now, right?
Well, it's still broken.
No.
How have we not figured out the podcast by now, though? It's been like...
It's been a year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, you guys all sound fabulous now.
There we go.
Thank you, Caitlin. All right, I had so many questions that I threw out there in the beginning that weren't heard. So credit to Caitlin for answering questions pretty accurately.
Sure.
Even though you didn't hear what I was saying.
Read your mind.
I was getting like one
You read
word,
my mind. That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's it. I was reading your mind.
Thank you.
So I don't know if you guys covered it because I was late, as Jessica pointed out. Thank you. There was traffic. Going through Trenton.
Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You know, once in a while I show
too,
up.
You know.
Did you? And had no problem. I was totally backed up. I thought maybe there was a game.
I helicoptered in.
Did you?
That's because I care, Bill. I
so
rented a helicopter.
So what happens in 3 weeks? Caitlin, you go. Wait, what? 3 weeks from the drop date of this podcast or 3 weeks from the record date?
I gave up my title on June 16th. So I was like guesstimating about 3 weeks between either the drop date and or the record date.
All right. So what happens? You show up. Do you actually like hand off the crown?
So no, I just keep my crown, which is really nice. So there is a new crown that actually I purchased for the new girl.
What's that cost?
So I move into so we stay in Ocean City, New Jersey at one of the hotels in Ocean City for 1 week. And we all arrive there on the 10th. And then we have rehearsals on the 11th and the 12th, the 13th. Interviews start. We have a big parade and everything. And then the 14th and 15th are the first two preliminary nights where all of the contestants will compete. And I get to perform and I MC the pageant with Karen Rogers.
Now, do they pay you for this or is this just great PR?
Yeah, so me giving up my title at Miss New Jersey, I'm not being paid for. All of my other appearances throughout the year, I'm typically paid for, but not this week, just because I don't know why.
I think we should change that. Somebody should petition the pageant.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
think?
Yeah.
I mean, a week?
It's a week of my life. Yeah. Yeah. And then the 16th is the final night. So that's when the top 10 will be announced. They'll narrow it down to a top 5.
Do you get to choose the level of crown? Like, is it, can I buy the Econo crown for the next Miss New Jersey? Like, how's that work?
No, I can't. So there's a specific crown that every Miss New Jersey gets. So there are no variations.
This strikes me as a scam.
This is kind of a fun fact, which I really like. So Miss America's crown, every single year, they change something about her crown. So there's not a single Miss America that has the same exact crown.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like this is all a scam by Big Crown. You know, the big crown industry is just, you know, they took that Trump tax break and they ran with
They ran with it. How much do you pay for the crown? Is that top secret? I don't know. Can that be shared?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I haven't bought it yet.
But like, could it be in the thousands? I think it's jewels on it.
No, I think it's like $200.
How much?
A couple hundred.
Ah.
Yeah. Hmm. It's nothing too terrible. But
that's still an order of magnitude higher than I would ever pay for a crown.
Yeah, today I spoke to like 700 students at Six Flags Great Adventure this morning, and I put my crown on before going into the park, and I had to go through a metal detector, and I was like, my crown's going to go off probably if I walk through this metal detector.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I really don't want to take it off, like, because if I do, like, there were no mirrors, like, I couldn't,
It's going to mess your hair up. I get it.
Right, yeah.
I understand.
There's this whole ordeal that people just don't realize about putting this stupid crown on. So I go, they're like, just try it. Just try to go through the metal detector. So I walk through and nothing goes off. And I'm like, is this thing plastic? They're all making fun of me, like, what a cheapo crown this must be, because it doesn't even make a metal detector go off.
How many times do you think they've heard that? Well, my crown set off the metal detector.
Yeah, probably.
But that can't happen often.
Yeah, I don't think
that's probably never. I don't know.
I had to stop flying with my crown. Because it was just a problem every time I go through TSA.
Yeah, do you vacuum with the crown on? Crown? How do you say it? Am I saying it right?
Crown. Yeah,
crown.
You got it right.
Crown. Yeah. I mean, I would imagine if I were Miss New Jersey, I would never not have my crown and sash on.
Definitely wear it around the house.
Yeah, at all times.
You'd wear the sash too?
All the time.
Really? I think that'd be uncomfortable.
Too.
Like to bed?
So when I first won Miss New Jersey, I definitely wore it like to breakfast every single morning for the first week.
Sure.
But, and then now as I'm getting closer to the end, I'm coming up with every single possible reason for me to put it on. So.
All right. So now what happens when, all right, so you're done. Now you're no longer Miss New Jersey. Does it go on a shelf? Does it go like on the fireplace mantle? Is it something that you show your kids someday? Hey, there's mom's crown.
Yeah.
Like what happens?
So,
does it go to a museum?
All the contestants who will be competing this year put together some money and buy me a gift at the end of the competition, and the gift that they give me is a glass box that it's like a display box that I can put my crown in and kind of have in my house on display.
So if I'm hearing this correctly, it sounds like the entirety of it's your headphones. Every time you lean in.
Sorry, I don't know. Yeah. Is that the problem?
Yes.
No, I don't think it is.
I mean, you know what?
Oh,
there
we
go. It's that side. All
right, I'm sorry. It's me.
So it sounds to me, and I could be wrong, that the entirety of this entire pageant system is just a scam to sell crown and crown-related items.
It seems that way, but although with the new Miss America leadership that just was put in place, they're trying to move away from the focus of the crown. So,
what are they switching to?
Yeah, I'm nothing
hats.
For right now.
Oh, like yeah. We're going to have baseball hats.
Make America Great Hats.
Make America Great Hats, exactly. Big red hats.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
Instead of calling the Miss America contestants, they're now calling them candidates. We're not
really
referring to the state title holders as like Miss New Jersey. It's just New Jersey 2019 as opposed to Miss New Jersey.
Wait, why would they drop the Miss?
So are you allowed to get married then?
I don't know. But that's how they've been advertising it recently. And like I said, we're Canada.
Like you're not running to be a state.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
right? New Jersey has now changed.
I think the problem here is like, yes, the origins of this might, like the whole beauty pageant system might not be like PC now. But instead of like trying to alter it slightly so that it is PC, just let it be what it is.
It is what it is. And if people want to watch and participate and be involved, let them.
It's not like all of a sudden, like, you know, nose ring lesbians are going to be like, yeah, let's watch, you know, because they don't say Ms. New Jersey anymore, right?
Right.
Or are guys now allowed to get in?
Well, at Ms. New Jersey this year, actually, we have four contestants that are gay that are competing. So that's something that hasn't happened before, which is kind of cool.
Baby steps.
There's a lot of really cool stuff about our new sponsor, Tito's Handmade Vodka. And I could tell you about all of it. I could tell you how great it tastes. I could tell you how it's the best way to relax after a hard day. I could tell you that it's distilled from corn, so it's gluten-free. I could tell you that it's made right here in America, in Texas. And not just Texas, the best part of Texas, Austin. It's the best part of Texas. I could tell you the thing I love most about Tito's Handmade Vodka. They use old-fashioned pot stills, and they taste test every batch. It's the same way that they make fine single malt scotches and high-end French cognac. Why is this amazing? Well, it's amazing because, as John F. Kennedy said, we don't go to the moon because it's easy. We go to the moon because it's hard. And this is a harder way to make vodka, but it makes for better vodka. That's why it's handmade vodka, and that's why you got to go out and get Tito's Handmade Vodka right now.
I'm working something out in my head about what's going to happen at that pageant. I think I could write a sketch.
You should not be there. You could probably do a whole bit on that,
Jim. I feel like I could spend most of my rest of the night thinking about that.
Please do not be creepy.
Yeah, let's not go down the Rachel Maddow avenue here.
Hang on. Rachel Maddow and I go to the pageant together. And we watch, and Rachel's like, I like that one. I'm like, no, Rachel, I like this one. And then we get into like a little tiff. That's what happens.
So, Caitlin, will you go back on a cruise ship after this, or what's the plan?
Me? So, I have $40,000 to go back to school and get a master's degree. So, I am in the process of applying to different universities. But actually, this summer, I signed a contract to perform in Atlantic City in the show Legends in Concert as one of the backup dancers to all of the legends. So, I'm going to be doing that for 6 weeks this summer.
So, okay. When would school start?
As of right now, I can't. Applications for the fall are already done, so I would start in the spring. So I guess like February.
And what are you looking to get a degree in? Accounting?
I need to learn about accounting. That would be great. I'm really not good at math, but I'm torn between two different ideas right now. One is getting an MBA, just because I feel like I would love. There are a couple of business ventures that I'm interested in maybe starting. But aside from that, another idea of something that I feel like is most closely related to being Miss New Jersey would be getting a degree in educational leadership to either, you know, become a principal or superintendent or something like that. So we'll see. We'll see.
I mean, get both, and then you could start your own private school. Get an MBA and educational leadership.
Back to the title for a minute. There's just some things that, you know, stuck in my head. I'm seeing like a week of shows on this for me.
The whole change
from Miss New Jersey to New Jersey.
And what are they? Contestants? Right? They're candidates now. Candidates.
So have they announced this, Caitlin, for the next round? Or is it just kind of happening under the radar?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. All of the girls that I've been in contact with the group of girls that I went to Miss America with, they all have been talking about it, and they all know of this new change. But I don't know if it's necessarily been publicly announced yet.
So you're going to have four gay guys competing. What about other guys?
Four gay girls.
I said guys, though. Oh, I misunderstood. The reason I said that is, let me interpret what I said. I didn't realize they were gay girls.
Yeah, gay girls.
That, who I would imagine you wouldn't even necessarily know. Who cares?
Who cares, right.
But I said when they changed it to New Jersey and dropped the Miss, was that because they were going to let guys in?
No, that was my question. Still girls, yep.
I didn't understand that.
I can never have been married, and I can never have had a child.
All right, so they haven't really changed it that much. I took that because the way Jay reacted, he started relating to his cruise and the bear and the whole thing, and are we letting guys into the Miss New Jersey contest?
I think you wouldn't know if they were gay girls until you got to the talent competition. If it was like, you know, softball catching. Woodworking. Right. I mean, you'd be like, I think that one might be a lesbian. Not 100%. Birkenstock wearing. You know what I mean? Like, there's tip-offs.
But I asked that because the change to drop the Miss, that's not necessarily an offensive term for anyone, right?
No, I think Miz is.
Is it Miz?
No,
Miz.
Not at all.
But Miz encompasses, you could be Miz and be married.
Right. Miz is everything.
So let me
be Miss because we're all unmarried.
So no kids, no husband. Those rules are all the same.
Correct.
Were there any, there couldn't have been rules about being gay before, right? Like, they weren't undoing a rule, right? My guess is you've had gay contestants before.
Yeah, but I feel like back in the 1930s, they probably had.
These girls are, this is like, a lot of, or the girls that are gay competing, they have like LGBT as their platform.
Got it.
What they advocate for and all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, I never put anything past the 1930s for like being bad to someone. Like I could imagine the 1930s rules were just bad for everybody except like white Anglo-Saxons.
Yeah, they were certainly very different.
They probably didn't like Catholics in the 1930s. You know, they're probably like, ooh,
probably.
There was one rule that they eliminated not too long ago. Like it was just probably maybe within the past 20 years. They had a rule where you could not cohabitate with a person of the opposite sex.
Well, I don't think that affects any of the lesbians.
No.
Well, it could. You could have a roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Lesbians have roommates.
Yeah, no, they wait, could. No cohabitation at all. Like you can't. Like, what if it's Janet and Chrissy?
Going right there to Three's Company, Jay. Where I was.
I mean, you could prove Jack Tripper's not doing anything. I mean, we all watch the show. They're platonic. You can be platonic, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just the rules in the contract because I remember one of the Miss New Jerseys was living with her boyfriend, and our director got so nervous because she thought that rule was still in the contract, and she thought she was going to lose her crown, but they had eliminated it. Yeah. So she was good to go.
I feel like if I was a Miss New Jersey roommate, they could prove pretty easily nothing. You know, they would just point at me and go like, do you think anything's happening?
I don't think they can ask that question. I think they have to just set a general rule.
If they're going to set a dumb rule, I mean, go all the way with it, right? Like, go 100% and say, like, you know, you can live with them, but you can't do stuff with them.
I'm glad you're not writing the rules, Jay. I'm going to be honest.
Your cell phone just went off, and I wanted to tell you that I was riding in the car this morning, listening to the radio, and I checked my phone because I heard a text message ding. And it was your phone.
I'm sorry. That drives everyone crazy. Yeah. I went one day. So, Caitlin, I leave my phone on because I miss things if I don't leave it on.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, like, hear the vibration if I've got 10 things going on. Sure. I have headphones on. So I leave the ding on.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And I get more complaints on that than anything. And I'm a Trump supporter. Yeah. So I get more complaints on my phone than even on my politics.
Yeah, which is insane.
That's funny.
It's nuts. So sorry about that. Did you check? Did it happen multiple times?
And I was going off an exit and I'm looking at my phone, like turning my car. And I'm like, this is so bad. Like all of this is bad.
I have said this often. It is the responsibility of the user.
You know,
just ignore the ding.
You know who?
It's also in commercials too. I've recorded commercials in here, and the ding goes off. And depending on who's recording it, the experienced season producers are like, you got to do it again. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the new guys, they don't even notice.
Good. Yep. Okay,
and then I never say anything because I love it. Because I think it's a better ad.
All day.
I've actually defended it, saying it's a better ad because then people will think I'm reading it live, even though I recorded it.
I think I have a way to stop you from doing this. You know who also does this? Morning Joe.
Is that me?
That's you. Every time you turn to look at me.
I don't understand how it could be me. Oh, then I'm not going to look at you, Jay.
In general, that's a good idea.
You just had me convinced they were letting guys into the Miss New Jersey pageant. So as a matter of fact, I'm only looking this way now. That's it.
All right. That works for me.
I did notice that you did think guys were in the Miss New Jersey pageant.
I did. That's what I thought.
This is awkward.
That was definitely awkward.
I'm still thinking about the girls in the New Jersey pageant.
You know what, Caitlin? What we've proved with this podcast? Jay Black is never going to be a judge.
I could be a great judge.
Or New Jersey contest.
I would be a great judge. I would only let in jugglers. That's it. I would say, what's your talent? And whatever it is, if it's not juggling, you're out.
Caitlin can probably juggle.
I cannot juggle. No, unfortunately. Hey, I have awful hand-eye coordination.
Hey, Jessica.
Really?
You know who's a great juggler? Me, Jay Black.
Jay is a... I'm
a great juggler.
Oh, my God.
We have watched you juggle during the podcast.
I am a fantastic juggler.
Yeah, it's awkward, Caitlin. Don't be impressed. It's just very awkward. He's very good at it.
I also do animal balloons.
He's good at both. It's just awkward because he doesn't have a sense of timing.
Nope.
So we'll be talking about something and all of a sudden Jay will get up and start juggling.
That's right.
So it's awkward.
If I see three items of similar size, I'm juggling them. I don't care. I want people to see. I spent a long time learning how to juggle and I did it to impress girls. Caitlin, you know how many girls were impressed by it? Literally zero. It has never once. It took me years to get as good as juggling as I am.
You should have tried mind reading.
Anything. And I juggle. And here,
mind reading would have been your ticket.
Bill, here's every girl ever watching me juggle on a first date. Ready? Hey, look at that. That's it. 5 years worth of work for that. Bill?
All right, let me just explain something. Is it my fault if we change the mics? How could it only be my headset?
I don't know. Yours. I mean, I'm trying it now. I'm doing the same thing. Nope.
It's just me,
Bill.
Just you.
I didn't do that.
I figured it out. It's whatever they implanted in your head to make you a Trump supporter is setting off that microphone. Whatever the CIA deep state did to turn your brain into mush.
It's tough. It's tough being here.
You have so many hidden talents. You said you also do balloon animals too.
Balloon animals as well. Yes.
Wow.
And guess what?
Balloon animal.
A rabbit. I do a cute rabbit where it's sitting and it's got its little bunny legs sitting in. It's super cute.
Caitlin, I think Jay's angling for a bit part in what you've got going on in Atlantic City.
I could be a legend.
He could be like sitting in the corner, right, doing balloon animals for all the kids.
I'll be Jerry Lewis. I could be one of the legends. I'll be Dean Martin.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be...
Do you do balloons and juggling on ships as well?
That's right. Well, no, I don't do the juggling. Listen, the gay guys can only take so much. Caitlin, if I juggle as well, they wouldn't be able to contain themselves. They'd be like, look at that guy. He's got great hand-eye coordination, and he's a bear. Get him!
This was a big moment for you on that ship.
Oh, it was great. Anytime people show interest in me, I don't care. They could be aliens, and I'd be into it. I'd be like, thank you. I could
That's
be that.
If life for you.
If that noise came to life that and wanted to kiss me, I'd be into it.
Worst noise
it
on
is
the
a horrible
planet.
Noise.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know why we're getting feedback. Maybe because it's too loud.
Yeah, turn your thing down.
I don't know.
All right, now try to lean in.
No, because then I'm going to all of a sudden.
I like every time Jessica gets upset. It's the best.
Her face all contorts. It's like it's torture.
Yeah, lean in. I think it'll probably.
No, we're not going to. Look, it was inadvertent, and I don't know. I can't figure out the mics. We need a longer cord on this one. There's a whole mess in here.
You know what? I was told it doesn't matter how long a cord is. It's what you do with it, Bill. And your phone agrees.
Caitlin, my apologies for my co-host.
We're just trying to keep it light. Now, Caitlin, here, before we go, I got to ask this. Are you looking forward to not having the onerous responsibility of maintaining the integrity of the Miss New Jersey title? Because anytime I'm on the boat, I can't be dirty for 8 days. And then I get off the boat and all I do is say like curse words for like a day because it's all built up. So do you have like an urge to be bad that you haven't been able to do for the last 48 weeks?
I don't know. I feel like it kind of goes back to what Bill was saying earlier about the whole happy thing. Like I don't know. It's who I am. So I don't really think there's much that's going to change as far as that's concerned once I'm not Miss New Jersey
anymore. I don't think you're acting at all. I mean, every interview we've done. Oh, speaking of that, you did the show at your middle school at Fernwood.
How did
that go?
Oh, it was awesome. We had about 600 people there. We raised over $6,000, and I'm going to be able to give out a lot of scholarships to a lot of students at the Miss New Jersey competition in a couple of weeks. So I'm super excited about it.
Will you be doing more fundraising for the charity going forward, even after you give up the crown?
Yeah, I would like to. You know, I'd like to keep up this scholarship. Right now, like I said, I raised about I forget the exact total. I have to go look it up, but over $6,000. So That's a lot to be able to give out a lot of scholarships. So I'm going to try to do it maybe twice a year and give out maybe 3 scholarships twice a year type of a thing. I would love to continue it.
All right, definitely let us know. Sure. Let Jessica know when your next event is.
Because
we'll put you on the radio. And two, this could be something that we have. I don't know. I could see us organizing an event.
One quick question. Is it like, you know how like a senator, after he's a senator, he's always a senator? Like, President Obama is still president. You say President Obama forever.
Yeah.
Is the Miss New Jersey title like that? Can I call you Miss New Jersey like 35 years from now?
It's now she who held the crown.
Oh, really? Like, it's like Prince. Formal, it's like a symbol that means that. Can I say, are you Miss New Jersey forever?
Yeah. So I'll be Miss New Jersey 2017 for the rest of my life, which is pretty cool. They call you a former or a forever. They have two different terms for it. It depends on which one you like. So you're either a forever Miss New Jersey or a former Miss New Jersey. And that's kind of the title that you end up going by.
So have you figured out yet how you're going to work that into conversation? Like, you got to be like a guy. Because there's like, you know how guys with boats always need to figure out a way to tell you that they have a boat? Or like my buddy owns a plane.
I have a boat.
I have a guy.
Caitlin does have a boat.
You didn't sell the boat? I thought you were selling it.
I haven't sold it yet. I haven't been trying hard enough to sell it, I don't think. So I need to make a couple more posts about it because it's literally sitting in my backyard.
This was the boat from The Price is Right.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Have you ever sailed the boat?
No, it's still in its original wrapping.
Literally, she's got a wrapped boat sitting in her yard.
Well, they say, that's the old line that boat owners say. It's the two best days when you own a boat is the day you buy it and the day you sell it. That's the happiest you'll be.
This proves the point, because if you get a boat for free and you still don't unwrap it and want to get rid of it, it doesn't bode well for the boat industry.
The amount of joy you get from a boat, like it's like a kid. The amount of joy you get is not commensurate with the amount of energy you have to put into it.
Everyone wants to have a friend with a boat.
Yeah, you want a friend with a boat. You don't want to have a boat.
Yeah.
But Caitlin, get that boat in the water, because the three of us would like to, we could do a podcast from the boat.
I could juggle on your boat, Caitlin. Have you ever had a juggler on a boat? I don't think you have.
No, I have not.
I have a buddy who has a plane, and it's so fun to watch him, like when he's talking to somebody, like take whatever you just said and relate it back to how he has a plane.
Because it's like with you and juggling.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, no, yes, it is.
But you know what? I don't actually do any work. I just say, hey, I can juggle. This guy will do like, here, you're Miss New Jersey. When you flew to the Miss American pageant, I guess it was on a plane, right? And he'd say yes. He'd be like, oh, you know what? That's so interesting, because I own a plane. It's like the owl from the old Tootsie Pop commercial. How many licks does it get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? One, two, wow, crunch.
That's way out of the millennial.
No, they know what it is.
No.
No, we know what that is.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
yeah.
knows the Tootsie Pop owl. That's
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's right up there with avocado toast. Millennials love the Tootsie Pop owl.
They love Tootsie Pops?
Well, I mean, the Tootsie Pop owl. He's gay.
Never a fan.
He's gay now. A lot of people don't know is that. They changed it. He's a gay owl. He's just a gay owl. Nothing has changed about the commercial except he's gay now. That's it. So have you figured out how you're going to work in that you're former Miss New Jersey?
No, I haven't. I'll definitely need... I feel like that's probably going to be a per conversation, you know, thing that I have to figure out. But I'll definitely...
You could just wear the sash.
More like, right, or like Miss New Jersey, like right? jacket. I have a jacket that says that I'm Miss New Jersey. So like whenever I go to an airport, I like to wear it just because people are like, are you really the real Miss New Jersey?
I don't want to burst your bubble, so but like, I have that jacket too. I have that same jacket.
Wait, is it like a sport coat jacket or like a windbreaker jacket?
It's like the Masters jacket.
I'm betting it's a Masters.
Like it's blue or yellow, state flag color.
Mine is, it's just like kind of a track jacket kind of a thing. But yeah, I feel like
we
my necklace,
get
if someone says, oh, I really like your New Jersey necklace. And I can say, oh, well, maybe that's, you know, because I'm a former Miss New Jersey.
Ooh, you should get former Miss New Jersey checks.
Oh, I like that.
Former Miss New Jersey checks you can sign.
Definitely.
It's like.
We'll change your bank account.
Oh,
yeah. Instead of your name, it's just former Miss New Jersey.
Artist formerly known as Miss New Jersey. Get the Prince symbol and go for it.
You like that, right? Formerly known, right. I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Forever, Mr. Jersey.
You like forever better?
Forever Jersey.
Forever Jersey.
That's cute.
Like a
I like
song.
That.
Mm-hmm.
It's a song that I wouldn't listen to.
No, it's actually a song that I wrote for Governor Christie.
Did you?
Forever Jersey. It's beautiful. Caitlin liked that joke.
Do you know how long he's been out of office and we're still making fat jokes about
him? I don't think he's gotten out of office. I think he's still stuck in that office. Phil Murphy has not been able to move in. They're waiting to figure out a way to cut him out and airlift him.
Caitlin, once you are the forever / former Miss New Jersey, when that's official, we'll have to have you back and talk politics.
Yeah.
I think you're going to find out she's a filthy liberal like me, Bill.
See, I don't think so. I think she's grounded and stable and smart enough.
I think that she's going
to not be. That's what I'm thinking.
Take off that sash, and she's going to put on.
We may take bets, though.
Yeah.
I have one class left to finish my degree in political science.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to try to finish it so I can say that I have a degree in political science. I do. I really, although, like I said, I went to school for journalism and political science, and, that was back in 2011, and I graduated in 2014. And just, I mean, the news and politics have just changed so drastically from then to now that, you know, I don't know if that's what I want to be in anymore.
See, I think you're going to run for office.
Maybe.
See, that's what
Caitlin, it's almost like someone's
prediction.
Poisoning the well about the Fourth Estate. It's almost like someone's out there making the Fourth Estate seem like they're not doing their job.
Because it wasn't their lies and deception that got them in the hot water in the first place.
Hold on a second.
That's a whole other episode.
If you were going to lie to get anyone into office, why him? You know what I mean? Like
it was the other side lying to prevent, and guess what? It didn't work.
There's nothing.
And
right.
These are the repercussions
have to worry
for
about
not
it.
Working.
If you don't have to worry about it. It's like if this gun doesn't fire, you can shoot me all you want with it.
Although it has created a great hashtag, which I use often. Now use the hashtag fake math.
Fake math?
Fake math, because with the politicians and their taxes, and it works. So anyway, I like fake this math. Whole age like of it. That. Right? You like that?
I do. That's anyway. A good one.
So, Caitlin, we got to go. But you are great, and we appreciate you being with us. And congratulations.
Thank you. You guys
are
great, too.
I think this is going to drop probably right around the time that you are transitioning from New Jersey.
This one drops Wednesday. So
I can't keep
it's in 6 days.
Is this episode 60?
This is episode 61. 60.
60.
Yes.
60. All right. Awesome. All right.
Golden years.
So we'll have you back. Thank you, Caitlin. Congratulations on a great year.
Yes.
A great reign, I should say.
Thank you.
Hey, when you come back to the radio, though, wear the windbreaker.
Got it. I will.
Awesome. All right. Take care.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye. Miss New Jersey.
She's great.
Fantastic.
I want to know what's going on with my mic.
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's like I turned.
Yeah, no, it's still
it's
doing
that
it.
Year.
I turned it down, too.
No, it's both ears. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't understand what the feedback is.
Well, now.
I mean, think we're all. Maybe we're too close. I wasn't getting it there, was I? Or
I mean,
was
it's I? Not. I don't know why she can't hear you on that one.
I wonder if you switch to this mic and I switch to that mic, if it would cause a problem.
I don't think so. The mic's not going to know.
That's true, because those are different looking microphones.
Those are different mics, yeah.
Yeah.
You see that?
They're different.
You mean you're talking with my headset?
Yeah, if you switch to this here and then I switch to
over
there.
Well, for the next one, we'll do that.
Because that's just the three of us for the next one.
You want to switch?
We'll switch for the next episode.
All right.
Episode 61 coming up next.